USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More evidence that the White House believes that June 12th summit in Singapore between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is indeed back on the schedule. It says President Trump is spending the weekend at Camp David purposely to prepare for that summit. Yesterday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said the United States will still insist that the North denuclearize if it is to receive any benefits at all.
We still stand for the verifiable and irreversible denuclearization of the peninsula, and the diplomats are engaged right now in New York. Their advance teams are engaged here in Singapore, and I think the hopes of all of us lie with them.
A massive wildfire in northern New Mexico remains 0% contained. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Reports are the White House is in early stages of setting up a summit between President Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin that would aim at resolving differences about nuclear weapons and Syria. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says talks with Chinese officials on trade have been frank and useful. He flew to Beijing yesterday for those discussions after the Trump administration renewed the threat of tariffs on China. China warning that any agreements reached would be null and void if the U.S. does end up slapping tariffs on Beijing. U.S. allies Canada, Mexico, and the European Union are angry at those duties being slapped on steel and aluminum. In fact, many say that action could sour our relations overall with the United States. The Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the Trump administration doesn't think that's likely.
We've had long-standing relationships. We have important economic relationships. We have important security and foreign policy relationships.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz said on Friday that he was instrumental in organizing the pardon of conservative author Dinesh D'Souza over his 2014 conviction for illegal campaign donations. D'Souza joined Fox News to talk about the entire situation.
What happened here is that Obama and his team, Eric Holder, Preet Bharara in New York, these guys decided to make an example of me. And I think that the reason for this was Obama's anger over my movie that I made about him. I know that Obama was upset about the movie because he was raging about it on his own website, BarackObama.com. And so this was a vindictive political hit that was kind of aimed at putting me out of business, essentially making destroying my credibility, making it impossible for me to make movies, write books. In that sense, it failed, but it still left a cloud over me. I would be a lifelong felon. I would never be able to vote and never have my full rights. And so I'm very grateful to President Trump for giving me those rights back.
D'Souza also talks about where he served his time.
I was put in a halfway house in San Diego for 8 months, sleeping overnight in a dormitory with actually 120 hardened felons. It's not my normal crowd. It was an eye-opening experience. I came out of it fine.
The president has also talked about pardoning Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. For USA Radio News,